Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Yep, it's Mike and Kim going to spend the next 5 minutes along with you to maybe brighten your day a little bit. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check out 50 things to do in Cherry County, Nebraska, a Niobrara National Scenic River trip. How about visiting the International Dark Skies Park at Merritt Reservoir, home of the Nebraska Star Party, coming up at the end of July? Yep, you can find it all and many more things at visitvalentine.com. Go check it out.
Knowledge is infinite, you know. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Every issue of Tri-State Livestock News is actually a landmark. Every edition is a revelation. Agriculture may be their focus, but knowledge is at the heart that sustains a Tri-State Livestock News legacy. It's a steadfast convention from our first publication to our latest issue. Discover more online at tsln.com or receive your Tri-State Livestock News exclusively via mail. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what the ranchers read.
Days of 76, actually, daysof76.com. That's where you go to find out more information about the 102nd annual event in Deadwood, South Dakota, coming up on Sunday, July 21st through Saturday, July 27th. Steer roping on the 21st, WPRA barrel racing on Monday, the 22nd, and timed event slack starts Tuesday, the 23rd. Yep, that's daysof76.com, the 21st through the 27th in Deadwood.
And Mike, I want to paint a picture, if you will.
Okay.
Okay. So I want you to imagine this couple that they're probably retired. They're off on vacation and they're along the seaside.
Okay.
Okay. They're right there at the ocean. They don't have their feet in the water, but they're very, very close. And they've got their swimming suits on and they're both standing there looking at their phones, talking into their phones. And the husband says to the wife, "I can hear the ocean on this phone app I have." And there they are.
Yeah.
How many times are we doing that, folks? Let that be a lesson.
A sign of the times,
yeah.
To be sure.
Enjoy the real moment, not the canned moment, so to speak.
Something to share today from Jake Lake's internet column called The Connection, called Getting Into Heaven. A man dies and goes to heaven. Of course, St. Peter meets him at the pearly gates. St. Peter says, "Here's how it works. You need 100 points to make it into heaven. You tell me all the good things you've done, and I give you a certain number of points for each item, depending
okay.
on how good it is.
All right.
When you reach 100 points, you're in."
"You're in."
"Okay," the man says. "I was married to the same woman for 50 years, never cheated on her, even in my heart." "That's wonderful," said St. Peter. "That's worth 3 points. 3 points, he says. "Well, I attended church all my life and supported its ministry with my tithe and service." "Terrific," says St. Peter. "That's certainly worth a point." "1 point. I started a soup kitchen in my city and worked in a shelter for homeless veterans." "Fantastic. That's good for another 2 points, St. Peter says. 2 points, exasperated, the man cries. "At this rate, the only way I'm going to get into heaven is by the grace of God." "Bingo. 100 points. Come on in." Jake Lake adds to that, "We often try to fix problems with WD-40 and duct tape. God did it with a nail."
Indeed.
So, how to get into heaven, from Jake Lake.
That is amazing. Excellent. Hey, here's one from Bob Jensen from over at Crookston, Nebraska. A teenager lost a contact lens while playing basketball in his driveway. After a brief, fruitless search, he finally gave up. His mother took up the cause, and within minutes, Mike, she found the lens. "How'd you do that?" her son asked. "We weren't looking for the same thing," she responded. "You were looking for a small piece of plastic. I was looking for $150.
Yep, there's that old perspective popping up again, right?
Yep, thank you so much, Bob.
What else do you have to share here on The Good Stuff today?
Well, let's share a few of what not to say to a police officer.
Oh, those are good.
They're also very wise. These are good bits of information to keep under your hat. So this is one example of what not to say to a police officer. "Did you pull me over because of the drugs under the seat, the body in the trunk, or the burned out taillight?"
You might have to call for backup on that one.
I think you're in big trouble.
What not to say to a policeman. Whoops, that's the fake one. Here you go. This is the real one.
Oh, no. Interesting enough. Okay, here's another one. Gee, that gut sure doesn't inspire confidence.
What not to say to a police officer. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.